Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lassick? Mr. Salito?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Motion to excuse Mindy Dvorich due to illness.
Second.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Julian to excuse council member due to personal illness. All in favor signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business is acceptance of your meeting minutes.
Accept and place on file.
Moved by Waddell, seconded by Salito to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications.
First, from the auditor's office, the statement of cash from revenue and expense for September 2025.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
Julian, seconded by Shealy to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
And last, from the auditor's office, the check report by check number for September 2025.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Lassick to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business remarks concerning the agenda. Anyone wish to address council on an agenda item? This is the legislation tonight. Are you here to speak about? Is that on the agenda?
You go after legislation.
So I'll let you know when you can speak. Thank you, sir. Anyone else for agenda items? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, with council committee reports?
I have none.
Next order of business is tonight's legislation.
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings, and as an emergency. Draft number 164-25, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. Draft number 165-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated fire loss claim fund for refund of fire loss claim. Draft number 166-25, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into a legal service contract on behalf of the city to retain Grossman and Kelly LLP for participation in the PFAS settlement. Draft number 167-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated community development fund. And draft number 168-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund for payment of invoices for the painting and revitalization of two train bridges.
Motion to suspend.
Second. By Julian, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of your rules. That concludes legislation. Next order of business is miscellaneous remarks. Public remarks, sir. You can come up now and speak. There's a little button on there you got to hold down, and all you have to do is state your name on the bottom of the microphone. Yep, there you go. You're good.
All right, my name's Michael Bush. I live right near the vape shop in the great big white house with the green shutters. And that place is nothing but a nuisance to me. I've called three times about their radio. They sit outside, blast their radio. I caught one kid pissing on the side of the car, and somebody threw a beer bottle in my yard, and I can't have that. So they're supposed to get a fine after the first time of the radio, the second time supposed to be $100, third time's $200, $300, $400, then they shut the place down. So we're going to have to get on that place and shut that place down because it's nothing but a nuisance to me.
Mr. Bush, have you met with he's at a meeting tonight. Have you met with our law director, prosecutor?
Yeah, he won't even call you back, so he's wasted time.
In Texas right now.
No wonder.
We'll have him, if you can leave the information with, Bob, and we'll get it to him.
I've talked to that guy before, and get nothing done with that guy.
Well, I respectfully disagree with you.
Well, I don't know how they got a permit in the first place. Let's start all over.
Hang on, Mr. Boccia. I will speak to the law director on your behalf.
Okay, thank you.
And I will ask him to get in touch with you.
Thank you.
And if need be, we will have a meeting. That's the third ward. See in the third ward. So I'll try to facilitate a meeting with the mayor, the law director, and Councilman Shealy. When he gets back, we'll reach out to you. I would just ask that you leave your phone number with our clerk, not right now, at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
And when he gets back, we will absolutely get a hold of you.
Right.
And we'll discuss all these things and try to figure out what's what.
There's another problem we have down there. We've had it for 40 years. We got four-wheelers running up and down the road of Beaver Street for 40 years. And I don't know why they've been getting away with it. Gerard hunts them down. They take their four-wheeler, tow it away. They do it in Warren. They tow their four-wheelers away, but they now lets them go. I want to know why they're not getting their fines.
Well, part of it, I would suspect, is a no-chase policy that we have. You know,
no chase, but I've never heard of that.
Well, we have to be careful with the police chasing four-wheelers, endangering their lives, the lives of other people. So when we're at this meeting, we'll have this discussion as well.
Okay.
We'll be able to.
It's been going on for 40 years.
Well, we'll discuss all this.
Okay.
Someone will be in touch with you.
Let me know when the next meeting is going to be.
No, we're going to meet before our next council meeting with you. My goal is when Phil gets back from Texas, Nikki or someone will reach out to you, and we'll have a meeting soon.
Right.
I don't know when Phil comes back, so you just leave your information with Nikki at the end of the meeting.
All right.
And we'll have a meeting in downtown, one of the conference rooms, or in the mayor's office, wherever the mayor wants this to be.
All right, that sounds fair to me.
Okay. All right. Just hang on, and we'll be with you. No, one sec. We'll be done in a couple minutes, and then you can give Nick your information. Anyone else? Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none? Miscellaneous remarks, the chair has none. Mayor?
I have none. Thank you.
Mr. Auditor?
No comment.
Mr. Service Director? Waddell?
Just a big thank you for cleaning out the creek down there by Kennedy Park. It looks pretty darn good. I was really glad to see that we got it done. And thanks to the mayor for making it all come together.
Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, I have a couple things. This past Sunday, October 12th, they had their fall market down at the Thomas House, and it was, again, a big success. Very excited to see so much energy being put into the Historical Society, kind of reviving that, having some public activities to do. It was well attended, it just top notch. I'm very excited. I can't wait to see what they do next. I wanted to let council know that CIC's next meeting will be November 13th. When that gets closer, obviously, I'll remind you. But I do want to remind everybody of this Saturday that Niles McKinley Memorial is doing their annual Pumpkin Walk, and it is one of my favorite events of the year. I will be there with Councilman Salito. We always get a table. I encourage everyone to stop out. It's 5 to 7:30 this Saturday, and they do a fantastic job.
Thanks, Aaron. Shealy?
Comment.
Julian? Plastic? Salito?
Just going to piggyback on what Aaron said. The library thing is brilliant every year. I love it, and thank Aaron for doing the organizing and keeping me included.
So adjourns in order by Mr. Shealy, seconded by Mr. Waddell. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Mr. Boccia.